Welcome to the Expect Success Podcast, a presentation of georgebollock.com with your host, George Bollock. This podcast is for all things personal development. Don't expect success, prepare for it. Please welcome your host, George Bollock.
Welcome to Expect Success at georgebollock.com. Now, in addition to listening to our podcast, you can also view the video format on YouTube at georgetube.com. Eddie Hall began his sport career as a swimmer. He was an age group national champion between ages 11 and 15 in England. However, as he grew older and substantially larger, he gave up the pool for barbells. He began bodybuilding at age 16, and then at age 20, he began training and competing in strongman competitions. 2 years later, he won England's Strongest Man, and then, only 23 years of age, in 2011, he won UK's Strongest Man as well. Hall is the youngest man to have held the prestigious UK title. In 2012, he was invited to participate in the TWI World Strongest Man contest for the first time and finished fourth in his heat. In 2014, when he was invited back, he did far better and finished sixth overall. He then went on to set Strongman Deadlift World Record in 2016. And win the World's Strongest Man in 2017. If you are watching today's episode on GeorgeTube, this just may be one of the most motivational videos you will ever watch and hear. Here's Eddie.
18 years ago, I was locked in my room thinking about and trying to kill myself. For whatever reasons, you know, I've turned my life around. Been there, done it, and I've become the world's strongest man from rock bottom, literally rock bottom, from a kid wanting to kill himself to fast forward 29 years old, winning the world's strongest man and becoming a success. So I think what scares me is being normal, is being the guy that goes to work every day, you know, and I've been this guy that gets up at 6 a.m, goes to work, works 10 hours, comes home and then sits on his arse and watches TV. That scares me, because that is not a life to me. That is being a sheep. That's following the rest of the people, and I can't be that person. I can't be that number. I remember getting up for work every day, every morning, and I hated it. Absolutely hated it. I hated my boss. I hated the place I worked in. I hated my colleagues. I hated the job. I hated being tired. I hated the money. It's just horrible, absolutely horrible. I like to put things out there that are impossible, you know, that are extreme and would, for 99.999% of the planet, would think, no way, that's just not doable. And then I love to say that, get the reaction, and then be like, oh, I'm going to do it now. And it's that negativity that really does fuel my fire. It's literally throwing coal onto my fire to train harder, to dedicate my life to things and go out and get them, like I did with winning the World's Strongest Man. I mean, back in the day, there's no denying it. You know, you look at Arnold on his early documentaries, on his early sort of tapes, he was very, very arrogant. And you always relate very successful people, especially the Hollywood sort of guys, they tend to be quite narcissistic. You know, they think a lot of themselves. And but I think that's a very good trait to have, as long as you know it, you understand it, and you can control it. And I think Arnold was that guy. He was the guy that thought, you know, I'm better than everybody else. And he would say it, and he would be so confident, and it would get in the heads of the other athletes, and they would deflate on stage. And I took a lot of that from Arnie and put it into the strongman. And there's one thing I learned from Arnold is there's a big difference between arrogance and confidence. So arrogance is thinking you're the better than everybody else, but then confidence is knowing that you're better than everybody else. But in order to be that confident guy, you've got to be arrogant. You've got to believe it before you become it. And that's what Arnold did. He believed it before it happened. And he was the master of that. He was the master of foreseeing his future. So that's one of the main things I learned from Arnie is almost to trick yourself. You know, you've got to believe yourself that you're going to be that big movie Holly star. You've got to believe that you're going to be the world's strongest man before you get there. And that's what I learned from Arnold, is is to be that guy, to be that dreamer, to kid yourself until that dream becomes a reality. It can be a very dangerous place if you start blaming the world. And I think a lot of people do. Life isn't always everybody else's fault. It's, you know, sometimes it just lands on you, deal with it and move forward. You do two things in life, and this is very relative to me and my mental health, is you either sink, you dwell, you blame the world, you blame everybody else for your problems, and you fall, you crumble inwards, and you know, that's when people end their own lives and they kill themselves or they self-harm. Or you swim, you move forward, you set goals, you have ambitions, and you get up, you get out that hole, you stop blaming everybody, and you go and get what you want. And that I always use these words when I try and, you know, do my talks to people and everything. It's you sink or swim. You do one or the other. You've got to pick one. And obviously, you know, there's only one right answer. There's only one you can pick. It's swim. Because if you don't keep swimming, moving forward in life, you're gonna do some bad things. You're gonna sink, dwell, and it's a very dark, horrible place if you start doing that. And a lot of people these days are in that position. No matter what's happened to you in the past, hard work and dedication can get you somewhere in life.
That's awesome. For more from Eddie Hall, simply search YouTube. Tons of great content and free video there. And be sure to visit his website, eddiehallstrongman.com. His latest book, Strongman, is available at his website and or amazon.com. And remember, as the late great Jim Rohn used to say, you are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. Today, you've been hanging out with Eddie Hall. Keep up the momentum. Subscribe to our newsletter so you never miss another episode. We'll catch you on the next show. And thanks a million for listening. See ya.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Expect Success Podcast with your host, George Bollock. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please rate, subscribe, and review. Find more great content online at georgebollock.com and on Facebook and Twitter at George Bollock. We'll catch you next time. And remember, don't just expect success, prepare for it.